It hasn't rained for years. Streams are no longer flowing. The soil is so dry, nothing can grow in it. You haven't seen green plants for miles, and the animals that feed on plants have no food. You have no food or water either, and you can't remember the last time you felt anything but dry weather. Here's how to survive. A 20-year drought. A drought means a region isn't getting enough rain, causing the soil to dry out and plants to die. A mega drought is a severe dry period that lasts not for weeks or months, but years or decades. Droughts ruin crops, and fields go dormant because nothing can grow, destroying food resources for humans and animals. And mega droughts can cause environmental disturbances like dust storms. Riverbeds can dry. Forests can burn more easily as conditions get drier, and then there's less water to fight those fires due to the drought. If you think a decade-long drought is only something in a post-apocalyptic film, you're wrong. A mega drought has been gripping a wide swath of the southwestern United States and northern Mexico since about the year 2000. Scientists say it's the worst one in 500 years, and it's the first mega drought influenced by human-caused climate change. Could digging a well be a good idea? How did Australia overcome a 14-year drought? And what food should you stop eating immediately? Step 1. Dig a well. Digging a well or digging an existing well deeper could be an option if you live where it's possible, like out in the country. But this would be only a temporary solution, as you'll need rain to refill the aquifer. In a drought, there will be a sudden need for water. So if you extract all the groundwater, the aquifer will be depleted. And once an aquifer is gone, it's gone forever. It won't refill. Step 2. Change your diet. Eliminate or cut back on water-intensive food. Some foods you may eat daily require incredible amounts of water to produce, like rice and some nuts. California's almond crop needs up to 4.2 trillion liters of water each year, and some livestock, like cattle, need a lot of water. It takes 2,650 liters of water to grow the crops that feed one cow and produce 1 gallon of milk, and it takes more than 1,514 liters for 113.3 grams of beef. Step 3. Collect rainwater. During Australia's millennium drought in the early 2000s, 1 in 3 Melbourne residents installed tanks on their roofs to collect as much rainwater as they could. This water can be treated and filtered to remove pollutants, and you can use it for cooking and drinking. So building a rainwater tank on your roof might be a lifesaver. Step 4. Teamwork. From 1995 through 2009, Australia experienced a terrible drought. Melbourne received 90% less rainfall than average, and the city nearly depleted its water supply entirely. The city cut back on water usage, and it installed rainwater tanks, built water retention ponds to collect rain for irrigation, and created water markets to help people who had the least water. After more than a decade of working together, the drought ended, and Melbourne was considered one of the happiest cities in the world, as its residents understood that they had to work together to survive. They took care of each other and limited their water use to help each other. Step 5. Move. The Earth is an integrated system and maintains a kind of balance. If one region is drier, another area is likely to experience floods. Take your livelihood into consideration, and if things become desperate, move where conditions aren't hazardous. You survived a 20-year drought, but it looks like the dryness helped create a monster sandstorm. Do you know what one of those can do to your body? Find out here on How to Survive.